Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Good morning, Passion Church. Stand to your feet. And as we begin this brand new year, we're going to give God the glory and the praise that He deserves this morning. Are you with me? Come on, are you with us? Come on, put your hands together.
Rich in mercy, you have given freely, with intentions, you design me, your forgiveness, never ending. When I fall at your feet, and you tell me, I am forgiven, I have been given another chance, there's no condemnation.
Loving
kindness, you have drawn us to repentance. Ever reaching, you pursue us. We are moving with a purpose. When I fall at your feet, and you tell me I am forgiven.
Yes, I am.
I have been given another chance. There's no condemnation.
Let's sing about how He's a God of another chance and another chance.
God of another chance, God of another chance. Nothing can separate me from your love, yeah. God of another chance, God of another chance. Nothing can separate me from your love, yeah.
God of another chance, God of another chance. Nothing can separate me from your love. God of another chance, nothing can separate me from your love, yeah. God of another chance, God of another chance, nothing can separate me from your love, yeah. God of another chance, God of another chance, nothing can separate me from your love, yeah. God of another
on, church. Aren't you thankful for His grace this morning? Are you thankful for His grace this morning? Hallelujah. Would you just lift your hands to Him right now and begin to thank Him for all the many blessings that He's blessed us with over the holidays and as we begin this new 2016. Father, we trust You this morning that You have our best interests at heart, oh God. We thank You that Your mercies are new every morning, and we praise You today, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of... Come on, are you ready to worship Him today? How many hearts are ready to worship Him today? We bless the name of the Lord. We bless Your holy name, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. And water You turn into wine. Come on, sing it with us.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like You. None like You. Into the darkness You shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like You,
Jesus.
Darkness You shine.
Thank You, Lord. This morning.
Our God is healer,
you're a healer, God.
Awesome in power, our God. Our God.
I just hear in my spirit as we were singing that last part that this is a year of healing. Not only physically, but in our minds, mental, emotional and spirit in every area. I don't know why I've never sensed that as I've been in my quiet time this week until right this moment. So I don't know who that's for. If that's for the entire body, we'll have to discern that. But I just sense that the Lord is saying that 2016 is a year of healing today. Would you accept that this morning?
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Hallelujah.
Healing, Lord. Healing, Hallelujah. Lord. We speak that in the name of Jesus. Father, I don't know who that's for this morning, but God, you know. And as this is a season of soul searching and new beginnings and new steps, fresh steps, I just ask, God, that you would speak that into our spirits this morning. For those who are hurting, who need a mental healing, God. For those who have relationships that are broken. For those who need physical healing, God, your arm is not short and your ear is not turned away from your children today. And God, just as the word says that the enemy's eyes are his eyes are just roaming the earth seeking for those whom he may devour. God, we know that you're even stronger and you're greater and your eyes are searching too, Lord. Your eyes are searching for children to run up under the shadow and the protection of your wings today. And so, Father, we do that right now. As your children, we run to you. And we thank you that you are stronger and you're greater and you're healer and you're awesome in power this morning. Come on, if that excites you this morning, would you give him a shout of praise, a hand clap of praise this morning, because we serve an awesome, mighty God today. Hallelujah! We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, we're so thankful, Jesus, that you still speak. We're so grateful that you still care about your children today. Hallelujah. We're grateful, Lord, that you still care about your children. Thank you, Lord. You're so sweet, so sweet. You're so sweet today. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I sense his presence this morning.
Jesus, Jesus, I
Peace be still over me.
sweet, sweet Spirit of the Lord. Sweet, sweet Spirit of the Lord. He's calling us. He's calling us.
Ooh. You call me out upon the waters, the great your prayer as we begin this new year.
Let me walk upon.
Submit and surrender right in this very moment to the Lord's calling. Wherever you call, I'll go. Whatever you say, I'll say. Let my lips be your lips, Jesus. Let my voice be your voice, Lord.
As we sing that song, there's a phrase in there that says that His grace is for those that are, His greatest grace is for those that are in the deepest water. And every time we've ever sung that, I've, in my own mind, thought about the folks that are struggling, that are facing difficult situations and circumstances. And there is truth there, that regardless of the depth of the pain that you're living through at this moment, His grace is sufficient. But there's another truth in that statement that I need us to hear on the very first Sunday of 2016. And that is this. You will never experience His greatest level of grace unless you're willing to get out of the boat and walk in areas and into things that you've never walked into before. You will not experience a greater level of grace this year than you did last year unless you are willing to do something that you've never done before. And so this morning, this is what I need us to do. I think this is fitting this morning. I want us to just spend a moment, and I want us to ask the Father to help us this year to have the guts and to shake off apathy and our comfortableness and to do something we've never done before. Would you pray that with me this morning, Father? I pray that over my own life. I sense even that You're talking to me this morning. It's not just for those in the pews or those that are working regular jobs. Father, this is for all of us. Regardless of our position, our title, our status in the body, you're calling all of us to greater levels of trust, greater levels of risk, greater levels of faith. Father, although we could pray this morning and ask that your grace would be sufficient for those that are already in trouble, we recognize that that is a truth that we have walked out. We know that you always respond to our need, and you're there in the midst of our deepest struggle, and we're thankful for that. However, this morning, Father, what we're asking you to do is we're asking you to cause us to shake off apathy and comfort and any tendency to play it safe. And this year, we want to experience a greater level of grace, so we know that that is predicated upon our willingness to do something we've never done. And so, Father, for each of us individually, and for us as a body, as Passion, we ask you this morning to take us into deep water, and to try us and test us, and let us put our trust and our faith in you. Be willing to take risks. Be willing to reach out. Be willing to do things. Be willing to talk. Be willing to witness. Be willing to do whatever you call us to do. I ask you this morning to show us deeper levels of grace than we've ever seen. Father, together this morning we extend our faith to you. And for those in our midst that we know are in need, God, they find that they struggle. Some in under the sound of my voice even struggle to ask you for deeper water because they're struggling in the water level they are now. They're faced with sickness and they're faced with trial. They're faced with mountains that they don't know how they're going to overtake. But this morning, we declare that your grace is sufficient. And I pray that great grace would be extended to them, and we collectively combine our faith, and we ask you for a breakthrough. We ask you for a miracle. We ask you for a healing. We ask you for sufficient. We ask you for provision. We ask you for peace for those that are struggling this morning. We ask you for greater faith for those that are struggling this morning. God, we ask you, be more than enough. Be more than enough in every situation. In every situation. We ask you to be more than enough. And Father, I pray finally that what you would do in this moment is that since we already know that you declare about yourself that you're more than enough, I pray that you would now in turn cause us to be more. Cause us to reflect your moreness and become more conscious of the people around us and their need, more aware of our role that you have for us to play in meeting the needs of the people around us, more aware of the assignments that you're giving us in life, where you are assigning us to say the right word, to smile at the right moment, to touch at the right moment, that breakthrough would come through your power, but channeled through us. Help us to be more, I pray. More, I pray. In this year, would you do this with me? I strongly, since we need to do this, would you find one person, just one person, and let the Holy Spirit lead you? I don't know why I feel this so strongly. Maybe this is an assignment for you that will go beyond just this morning, and it could go on all year long. Maybe this is your prayer assignment this year, but I want you to find one person that the Holy Spirit leads you to, and I just want you to begin to pray for them. If you feel led to ask them what you can pray for, that's fine, but you don't have to. All you need to do this morning is just believe that the Holy Spirit is going to allow and assign you and direct you where he wants you to go. Come on, would you just move out, follow, and be obedient to the Holy Spirit this morning?
My faith will be made.
If you're still praying, that's fine. Would you join me? Father, we bring our movers to you on this first Sunday. Individuals that we're concerned about their spiritual condition. Most of them, we already know, don't know your son, Jesus. And this morning, I'm praying that 2016 would be a great year of harvest as it relates to our movers. And each and every one of us would see several, not just one, but several people come off of our movers list as they find relationship with your son, Jesus. I ask you to accomplish this as part of our destiny and our inheritance. In Jesus' name, every head bowed, every eye closed, only my prayer team looking around. If you're here this morning and you do not know Jesus, you're not in relationship with him. You walked in here this Sunday morning, first Sunday of the year, trying to see if maybe you could find the answers you're looking for. I submit to you this morning that that answer is Jesus. He's the only one that satisfies. If you want your year to start off right, you need to get in relationship with him. If that's you this morning and you say, I need to know Jesus, I want to make him the Lord and the Savior of my life, would you just raise your hand? You can pull it right back down. We will not embarrass you. We simply want to pray intelligently this morning. Is there one that say, I need to know him this morning? I want to make him the Lord, the Savior of my life. Father, search our hearts. I pray for those that are in this room that may not know you but may be too shy to raise their hand. I pray that you would, in this very moment, come to live inside of them as they confess you as Lord. I pray that an exchange would take place and they would become the son or the daughter of the Father this morning. Father, we pray for those watching over the internet. Many may just have stumbled across this live stream, and we pray that even right there in the privacy of their bedroom or their living room or wherever they may be, that Father, you would speak directly to their heart right now and that they would surrender everything to you and make you the Lord and the Savior and the King. And we welcome them into the kingdom and into the family today. We thank you for all that you're accomplishing in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Well, I know most of you are already seated, but would you turn and tell your neighbor, hey, I haven't seen you since last year, and I'm glad to see you this morning.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.